again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 25th of September, 2007. It's the birthday of William Faulkner, born in New Albany, Mississippi, 1897. High school dropout, kicked around for a few years trying to figure out what to do with himself. He was turned down for military service by the U.S. Army, enlisted with the Canadian Air Force so he could get into World War I, but the war ended before he finished flight training. Went to the University of Mississippi for a year, got a D in English, went to New York. He was fired from a job at a bookstore because he told the patrons that the books they wanted to read were just trash. Lost a job at the post office because he often closed down early to go golfing. Lived on handouts for a while from friends and family, published a couple of novels, and then he met the writer Sherwood Anderson, who advised him to write about his hometown. So Faulkner looked around at Oxford, Mississippi, more closely. He said, "I discovered that my own little postage stamp of native soil was worth writing about, and that I would never live long enough to exhaust it." And in the next 4 years, he wrote some of his best works: Sartorius, The Sound and the Fury, As I Lay Dying, Sanctuary, and Light in August. And it's the birthday of the poet and songwriter and playwright Shel Silverstein, born in Chicago, 1932, best known for his children's books, including Where the Sidewalk Ends and A Light in the Attic. And The Giving Tree, about a tree that sacrifices itself to a little boy in order to make him happy. Here's a poem for today by Rebecca McClanahan, a poem with the long title, Autobiography of the Cab Driver Who Picked Me Up at a Phoenix Hotel to Catch a 4 a.m. Flight and Began to Speak in Almost Rhyming Couplets. I got two problems. One, I never see the sun. And two, if I did, I couldn't take it. Never could. Now, my sister out one day, brown the next. That's the way my father was. We never took vacations, but he used to steer on Sundays with one arm out the window, get dark as a black man, something in his blood, I guess. Once I bought me a mess of tanning cream, but something kept me from using it. He's been dead a whole year. They say there's not a soul on the streets this hour, but the souls are just now rising. Yes, ma'am. When I see daylight, I slide into my coffin and close the lid, cooler that way. They say if you can survive a summer in this heat, you're a native. My brother's child, she claims to be one, but I tell her she's got Made in Japan stamped all over her keister. Hey, lady, you still on Eastern Time? You can have it. Yesterday, the TV reporter in Cincinnati was 3 feet in snow. I phoned my old drinking buddy back home to rub it in. Lied and said I was out today without a shirt. Barefoot. He said, you can keep those 100 degrees. I said, you don't have to shovel a heat wave. Young lady, you okay? Looks like you're fading. The longest day I ever lived was the night I left for Vietnam. What a sight. Would you look at that? Damn jackhammers at 3 a.m. I sure like to play in the dirt here. Yes, ma'am. It's the same everywhere. The shortest distance between two points is always under construction. A poem by Rebecca McClanahan, Autobiography of the Cab Driver Who Picked Me Up at a Phoenix Hotel to Catch the 4 a.m. Flight, etc. From her collection, Deep Light, New and Selected Poems, 1987 to 2007, published by Iris Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeInPoetry.org. Our technical director is Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.